Welcome back to Faded Tales, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of endangered animals and shed light on their struggles and stories. I'm Zoya, and welcome back to another episode. Today, I felt I would take us to a different journey, one that I'm familiar with. I'm taking us to the region of Pakistan. This is my home country, and today we're going to look into the waters of the Indus River. And it's one of the largest rivers in Asia and home to a truly unique ancient species, the Indus River Dolphin. The Indus River Dolphin, known locally as the Bulan, is an ancient species that has evolved to live exclusively in fresh water, a unique environment with challenges that have shaped the dolphin in ways and make it unlike any other. This dolphin belongs to one of our only four river dolphins. Species that are in this world. There's only four. So each are isolated in different regions. The Amazon River Dolphin, the Ganges River Dolphin, and the Yangtze River Dolphin, and of course, our star of today's episode, the Indus River Dolphin. However, unlike other river dolphins, the Indus River Dolphin is now only found in Pakistan's Indus River due to habitat infringement, pollution, and human impact on its natural range. So let's sit back, sip your whatever you're drinking, coffee, chai, tea, and or if you're doing just homework and while listening to this, do it. Today, let's take a deep dive. We're starting now. The Indus River Dolphin is often called the blind dolphin because it has almost entirely lost its ability to see, a trait that reflects the murky waters it calls home. In an environment with limited visibility, sight it becomes less crucial for survival, and over countless generations, the dolphin's eyes have degenerated. What would be a weakness for many species is not a disadvantage for the Indus River dolphin, however. Which has adapted a remarkable alternative to vision, and we all know it. It's echolocation. Imagine the experience of living in water where light barely penetrates, and where sounds, vibrations, and echoes provide the only means of understanding your surroundings. For the Indus River dolphin, echolocation is essential. Its use is as a series of high-pitched clicks that bounce off objects in the water. These echoes provide the dolphin with a mental map of sorts of its environment, allowing it to detect prey, avoid obstacles, and even find other dolphins. This adaptation is a fantastic example of how evolution tailors organisms to their environment. By relying on sound rather than sight, the Indus River dolphin demonstrates just how specialized and delicate its survival requirements are. Its sensory world is defined by echoes, vibrations, and resonances that most of us cannot perceive. This reliance on sound means that changes in its acoustic environment, such as sound from noise from boats, air construction, can significantly impact its ability to navigate and find food. The Indus River dolphin is smaller than many marine dolphins, with its stocky body, a long narrow beak, and noticeable hunch in its back. This rounded back is not just an aesthetic quirk, it's a physical adaptation. It helps the dolphin in the shallow, often turbulent waters of the river. Because it has limited flexibility compared to other dolphins, it relies on this unique body shape to maneuver through the twists and turns of the Indus River. Its skin is a muted grayish-brown, a color that provides a degree of camouflage against the river bed and murky waters. Unlike its marine cousins, which often display vibrant shades of blue or gray, the Indus dolphin's color is understated, a feature that helps it blend into the river environment. This evolutionary trait likely developed as a defense mechanism, reducing the visibility to predators in the river's depths. The dolphin's long beak, lined with sharp teeth, is another remarkable adaptation. Designed for catching fish and crustaceans that thrive in the river, these teeth allow the dolphin to seize slippery prey and with precision. Holding them tightly until they can swallow them whole. This feeding method is essential given the scarce food sources in some areas of the river. Another fascinating feature is the dolphin's swimming technique. Unlike other dolphins, the Indus River dolphin swims on its side. A behavior that may appear unusual to observers, moving sideways actually helps it navigate shallow waters, almost like a leaf caught in a gentle current, I would say. This unique way of moving is a part of a highly specialized set of adaptations that allow it to survive in the Indus River's complex currents and shallows. Now that we've described the Indus dolphin, let's take a look at its daily life in the river. The river is not just a habitat for the dolphin. It's an entire ecosystem that sustains its life. But this ecosystem is full of challenges, from fluctuating water levels to pollution and competition for food. In this dynamic, often unpredictable environment, the dolphin has adapted behaviors that increase its chances of survival. Foraging for food is one of the most critical and time-consuming activities for the dolphin. Fish and crustaceans form the primary diet of it, as I've mentioned before, and it relies on echolocation to hunt them down. For clicks and whistles, the dolphin sends out waves that bounce back with information about the size, shape, and distance of its potential prey. However, locating food in murky, still-filled waters on the Indus River is no easy task, and these dolphins have to often travel long distances each day in search of its sustenance. Social behavior among Indus River dolphins is less pronounced than in other dolphin species. They are often solitary or seen in small groups, unlike the large social pods of other marine dolphins. This solitary nature is thought to be a response to the challenges of their environment. Limited resources and need for space may have shaped this behavior over time, making it rare to see large groups of Indus River dolphins swimming together. However, despite their relatively solitary life, they do communicate with each other. They have produced a variety of sounds, from clicks and whistles to coordinate movements, signal danger, or potentially attract mates. While not as vocal as some dolphin species, the Indus River dolphin's use of sound is still complex and essential for its survival. In communities along the Indus River, the dolphin is more than just an animal. It holds cultural and spiritual significance. The dolphin, or bulan, has long been revered by local populations who see it as a symbol of the river's vitality. Its presence is thought to signify the health of the river ecosystem, and some communities have traditional tales about the dolphin's origins and significance. In many ways, the dolphin has become a symbol of resilience for people living near the Indus River, as why the river is both the source of life and a challenge, providing water, fish, and transportation, yet also demanding respect and care. Local legends often speak of the bulan as a guardian of the river, a creature that embodies the spirit of the Indus itself. This reverence for the dolphin has fostered a sense of responsibility among some communities who see a species' survival as intertwined with their own. If you were to trace the Indus River dolphin's lineage back millions of years, you would find ancestors that once inhabited oceanic environments. Fossil records suggest that these dolphins' ancestors lived in the oceans before a shift occurred, that some dolphin populations moved into the freshwater river system. Scientists believe that over time, these river dolphins adapted to the ravine environments, leading to the unique river dolphins we see today. In recent years, genetic study has provided fascinating insights into the evolutionary journey of river dolphins. Research on the Indus River dolphin's genome has revealed that it diverged from another dolphin lineage around 23 million years ago, making it one of the most ancient river dolphin species still in existence. This genetic distance underscores how long these dolphins have been isolated in their freshwater habitat, adapting and evolving to meet the river's demands. These studies also help us understand the genetic resilience of the river and river dolphin, Indus river dolphin, and its susceptibility to threats. With the limited genetic diversity, this dolphin species faces challenges when it comes to adapting to rapid environmental changes such as pollution and habitat infringement. This genetic distance underscores how long these dolphins have been isolated in their freshwater habitat, adapting and evolving to meet the river's demands. These studies help us understand the genetic resilience of the Indus River dolphin and its susceptibility to threats. With its limited genetic diversity, these dolphin species face challenges when it comes to adapting to the rapid environmental changes, such as pollution and habitat fragmentation. Conservation efforts are therefore critical not only to preserve the species, but to protect a genetic lineage that is a living testament to millions of years of evolutionary history. To fully appreciate the Indus River dolphin, we also need to understand the river it calls home. I know I should have put this further into the beginning of the podcast, but I feel like it's a good placement to just talk about the river right now. Why not? The Indus River is one of the largest and most important rivers in South Asia, flowing over 3,000 kilometers from Tibet through India and Pakistan to the Arabian Sea. It supports millions of people, it integrates agricultural land, and sustains an extraordinary array of biodiversity. For the Indus River dolphin, this ecosystem is both a sanctuary and a constant challenge. The river's waters are rich in nutrients, supporting a variety of fish and invertebrates that form the dolphin's diet. But it's not just the river's resource that shape the dolphin's life. The seasonal rhythms of flooding and water level fluctuations play a critical role in its survival. During the monsoon season, water level rises, giving dolphins access to wider area of the river and more abundant food sources. However, during the dry season, water levels can drop significantly, confining the dolphins to smaller stretches of the river. These changes in water availability and quality mean that the dolphins' habitat is constantly shifting. In some years, a drought or changes in the river flow due to dam construction can severely restrict the dolphins' range. When water levels drop, dolphins can become trapped in narrow, isolated sections of the river where food is scarce and the risk of stranding is high. So, as I talked about the river dolphin and like a little bit of challenges faced with the water, I'm going to talk about the challenges it faces with everything else. There's so much. I would say I'm going to talk about a couple. So despite they are facing there's a lot that they're facing. So these challenges I'm going to talk about stem from large human activity, which has transformed the Indus River into an increasingly hostile environment for these dolphins. Over the past century, extensive interventions from dam construction and canal development to pollution and overfishing have drastically altered the ecosystem of the Indus River dolphin depending on it. Let's start with one of the most significant threats to the dolphin survival. Habitat fragmentation caused by dams and integration canals. Dams and canals may provide humans with valuable resources like water for agriculture and hydroelectric power, but they have a devastating impact on the Indus River dolphin. Historically, these dolphins move freely through the river system, but the construction of numerous dams and barrages has restricted their access to large sections of the river, splitting the population into isolated groups. This fragmentation affects the dolphin's population in multiple ways. First, by dividing the population, dams reduce genetic diversity, which is critical for the long-term survival of any species, not just the dolphins. Dolphins that are separated into small, isolated groups have fewer opportunities to mate with individuals from other groups, which increases the risk of inbreeding. Over time, inbreeding can lead to weakened immune system, decreased fertility, and other genetic issues that make the species more vulnerable to diseases and environmental changes. The construction of dams have also interrupted the natural migratory routes of the dolphins. Historically, the Indus River dolphin migrated seasonally to access food, suitable breeding areas, and safety from extreme environmental conditions. Now, dams act as barriers, cutting off the critical areas of the river dolphin, preventing dolphins from migrating as they once did. Without the ability to migrate, dolphins are forced to remain in limited sections of the river, which can lead to overcrowding, increased competition for resources, and a higher likelihood of conflict among individuals. Perhaps the most immediate threat posed by dams is their impact on water flow. During dry seasons, water levels in the river drop significantly, especially in areas downstream of dams. Lower water levels restrict the dolphins' range even further and make them vulnerable to becoming stranded in shallow waters, where survival becomes nearly impossible. When dolphins become trapped in canals and isolated pools, their access to food and shelter is severely limited, and they can quickly become malnourished or dehydrated. In many cases, stranded dolphins die of starvation, dehydration, or exposure before they can even be rescued. Another critical issue that the Indus River dolphin is facing is pollution. The Indus River serves as a vital resource for millions of people, supporting agriculture, industries, and human settlements along its banks. However, this intense usage has led to severe contamination of the water, posing a direct threat not only to the dolphins, but to the entire ecosystem. Industrial waste, agricultural runoff, and untreated sewage flows into the river daily, polluting the water with harmful chemicals, pesticides, and pathogens. For an animal that lives its entire life in the water, the presence of these contaminants can be deadly. The Indus River dolphin's reliance on echolocation to navigate and hunt means it's constantly exposed to the polluted water, as it produces sound waves and listens for echoes. Pollutants can accumulate in the dolphin's body, causing health issues over time, such as organ damage, weakened immune systems, and reproductive issues. One particularly insidious pollutant is mercury, which is commonly found in industrial waste and can bioaccumulate in aquatic species. When dolphins consume contaminated fish, the mercury builds up in their bodies, leading to neurotoxic effects that can impair their ability to echolocate, hunt, and interact socially. Prolonged exposure to mercury and other heavy metals can lead to a gradual decline in health, reducing the dolphin's lifespan and ability to reproduce. Agricultural runoff adds another layer of the complexity to the pollution problem. Fertilizers and pesticides used in farming wash into the river during rainfalls, introducing nitrates, sulfates, and toxic chemicals into the river water. Excessive nutrients from fertilizers can cause algal blooms, which deplete oxygen levels in water and create dead zones where little to no life can survive. For the Indus River dolphin, encountering these low oxygen zones means struggling to find breathable water and food sources, which it can cause further strain on an already precarious existence. Sewage contamination is yet another factor exacerbating the water quality in the Indus River. Their untreated sewage introduces pathogens and bacteria into the river, increasing the risk of infectious diseases among dolphin populations. Although dolphins have evolved to survive in the river environment, they are not equipped to handle the high level of bacteria contamination introduced by human waste. This makes them more susceptible to infection and diseases that can spread rapidly in fragmented populations, threatening the overall survival of the species. Overfishing is another major problem that has arisen due to human exploitation in this river. As fish stocks are depleted by incessant fishing practices, the dolphins are left with fewer food sources. Fish form the primary diet of the Indus River dolphin, and without an adequate food supplement, they face the threat of starvation. Small-scale fishing, which sustains local communities, and large-scale commercial fishing both contribute to the reduction of fish populations. While traditional fishing practices once allowed for sustainable fish populations, the increasing demand for fish and its use in the modern high efficiency fishing methods have led to over exploitation. This competition for resource has made it increasingly difficult for the dolphin to find enough food, which forces them to expend more energy in search of prey. In turn, this reduces their energy reserves, affecting their health, ability to reproduce, and capacity to care for their young. The problem is compounded by illegal fishing methods, such as the use of gill nets, which pose a direct threat to dolphins. These nets are designed to catch fish, but can also entangle dolphins. Once caught in a net, a dolphin often struggles to free itself, leading to injury, stress, and in many cases, death by drowning. Even if the dolphin escapes, the encounter can leave it with injuries and may affect its ability to hunt and survive in the future. These unintended catches, known as bycatch, are a significant issue in the Indus River and add to the cumulative impact of human activities of dolphin populations. Then we have our old friend climate change again. Climate change is another threat that causes issues. As global temperatures rise, weather patterns change, and they're becoming increasingly erratic. So this leads to prolonged droughts in some areas and intense flooding in others. The Indus River is already highly managed and manipulated by human activity. It is particularly sensitive to climate change. In drought conditions, water levels in the river drop even further than they do naturally, intensifying the risk of the dolphins becoming stranded. Lower water levels also lead to higher concentrates of pollutants, as there is less water to dilute the contaminants. This makes the already challenging environment even more toxic for the dolphins, who must live and hunt in increasingly degraded conditions. Conversely, the heavy rains and flooding can cause dangerous surges in the river, which can wash dolphins into the canal, where they may become trapped or unable to find their way back to the main river. The erratic flow also disrupts the delicate balance of the river ecosystem, affecting the fish population and breeding cycles. This instability means that the dolphins have to constantly adapt to rapid changes in their environment, which puts them in immense stress on their ability to survive. Apart from these large-scale threats, human disturbance in forms of noise pollution and boat traffic also poses challenges for the river dolphins. These dolphins rely heavily on a local location for navigating, hunting, and communication. However, the sounds produced by boat engines, construction work, and other human activities interfere with their echolocation abilities. Noise pollution disrupts the dolphin's natural sound environment, causing what scientists call acoustic masking. This phenomenon occurs when background noise interferes with an animal's ability to detect critical sounds, making it harder for dolphins to locate prey, navigate safely, or communicate with each other. In this densely populated and industrially active regions along the Indus River, acoustic masking has become a persistent challenge, reducing the dolphin's effectiveness in the primary survival skill. All these challenges have taken a severe toll on the Indus River dolphin population. Once widespread across the entire length of the Indus River, this species now inhabits only about one-fifth of its historical range. Over the past century, dolphin numbers have plummeted, leaving an estimated 1,800 to 2,000 individuals left in the wild today. Although this may sound like a reasonable number, it represents only a fraction of a historical population and highlights the vulnerability of the species. The Indus River dolphin is now listed as an endangered species by the International Union of Conservation of Nature, or IUCN for short. This title is a designation that reflects the high risk of extinction it faces in the wild. Conservationists, scientists, and local communities are working together to mitigate some of these threats through measures such as pollution control, sustainable fishing practices, and habitat restoration. However, the challenges are complex, and the future of the Indus River dolphin may remain uncertain. This may seem like less important, but if you actually address these conservation problems and the importance of their efforts, by addressing all of them, we can make sure that this animal thrives once again. And I'm going to tell you what's going on. Over recent decades, the survival of Indus River dolphin has become a shared mission among conservationists, scientists, and local communities and government agencies in Pakistan, all united in a common goal to protect and revive this unique freshwater dolphin. Major player in this conservation effort of the Indus River dolphin is the World Wildlife Fund, World Wildlife Fund Pakistan to be specific. Recognizing the dire situation facing the species, World Wildlife Pakistan has launched several programs aimed at protecting dolphins and reversing the damage caused by human activities. One of the most powerful efforts in the rescue of stranded dolphins, a recurring problem due to the extensive canal networking branching off the Indus River. As the river water levels fluctuate and sections of it narrow due to the construction of canals, dolphins sometimes end up in these offshoots and become trapped. When the water levels drop, it becomes almost impossible for the dolphins to find their way back to the main river. To address this, World Wildlife Fund Pakistan and has developed a dolphin rescue unit specifically trained to save these stranded dolphins. When the dolphin is reported trapped in the canal, a team responds quickly, and usually specialized equipment and techniques to carefully capture the dolphin and transport it back safely into the river. This initiative has saved dozens of dolphins over the years, reducing the loss of individuals in isolated areas and helping maintain a stable population. The Indus River dolphin's future is closely linked to the awareness and cooperation of the people living along the riverbanks. Understanding this, World Wildlife Fund Pakistan has worked tirelessly to educate and involve local communities in conservation activities. Their efforts extend beyond simply rescuing stranded dolphins to fostering sustainable habits that protect the river's ecosystem. One crucial area of focus is sustainable fishing. The WWF, or World Wildlife Fund, works with fishermen to develop fishing practices that are both sustainable and dolphin-friendly. By teaching fishermen to avoid overfishing and refrain from using harmful fishing methods such as gill nets, they help ensure that both dolphins and local fish populations can thrive. This collaboration allows fishermen to continue their traditional livelihood while minimizing harm to the river dolphin and its inhabitants. For example, fishermen are taught how to identify areas where dolphins are likely to be feeding, helping them avoid accidental dolphin entanglements and ensuring safer fishing zones. In addition to promoting sustainable fishing practices, World Wildlife Fund Pakistan also runs extensive awareness campaigns to educate locals and the importance of the Indus River dolphin. These campaigns aim to increase public understanding and the dolphin's role as a keystone species, meaning it plays a crucial role in maintaining the balance of the ecosystem. When local communities understand that the dolphins' survival is linked to the health of the river they depend on, they're more likely to support conservation measures. This approach has also expanded into schools and outreach programs in villages along the river. Educational workshops are held in which children learn about the Indus River dolphin, also locally known also as the bullen. Teachers and conservationists explain the dolphin's unique characteristics and challenges it face. By instilling a sense of responsibility and connection to the dolphin from a young age, these programs foster a generation of that values but protects its wildlife. Children who grow up seeing the dolphin as a symbol of their environment are more likely to campaign its protection. Now, I want to end this right here. So I'm going to start by telling you what you guys can do, and then I'll go into my fun facts. So you guys can obviously check out the World Wildlife Fund on their website. They have a way that you guys can adopt a dolphin and donate money to help support the endangered animals, like they always do. You can even get a plushie, I think. I also try to not pollute, guys. That's really bad. And also, another way you can do is not just for the Indus River dolphin. You can do it for other animals. Keep the noise down, guys. Noise pollution is actually a thing. There's so much you can do. Just instead of watching TV, read a book. Or if you, instead of taking your car, go on a bike or walk. You can easily do these things, guys. And let's take it to the fun facts. Indus River dolphins take short, frequent naps throughout the day instead of sleeping continuously. They're actually not long nap takers. Each nap only lasts a few seconds, allowing it to stay aware in its surroundings. So, pretty much, it's one of those, moments where you guys close your eyes, zonk out, and then wake up. So, it's, kind of like that. They have a unique smiling appearance as well, actually. Like other dolphins, the Indus River dolphin has a permanent smile due to jaw structure. This makes it look friendly and charming, despite its unique physical adaptations of river life. Another one is they have sensitive skin. They're very sensitive to sunlight, which is one of the reasons it lives mostly in deeper, shadier areas of the river. This sensitivity also makes it vulnerable to changes in the water quality and pollution. They also have long-term memory, if you don't believe me. Researchers suggest that river dolphins, including them, have excellent long-term memory, which helps them remember safe migration paths and avoid dangerous currents and or fishing nets. They actually have about also 26 to 39 teeth in each jaw. These teeth are adapted for the catching fish, crustaceans and other prey, and they grind the food in the same efficiency as the larger dolphins. They also are rarely jump, actually, because you guys see those pictures or videos of the ocean dolphins jumping in the air. The Indus River dolphin rarely leaps out. It's due to the murky shell condition of the river. They mostly stay below surface, which also helps them avoid detection by predators. And they actually have extended family relationships. Studies have shown that the female river dolphin has strong bonds with their offspring, and some researchers believe they may maintain connections with family groups, even though they're mostly solitary. They also have a lengthy lifespan. They can actually, if they're under optimal conditions, they can live up to 30 years. They also are part of, They also, I believe, are an indicator species, meaning their health reflects the overall health of their ecosystem, I'm assuming keystone species I meant. Yeah, declines of their population often also signal the environment issues. But, Yeah. We've come to the end, guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed me taking you on this journey today through the murky ancient waters of the Indus River Dolphin and showing its resilience, adaptability, and ever-present challenges it faces. If you're interested in learning more, I encourage you to check out resources from the World Wildlife Fund and other conservation organizations working on the grounds in Pakistan. And remember, even small actions like conserving water and reducing plastic use can help make a difference for the creatures around the world. This is Zoya signing off. Till next time on Feed the Tales, let's keep exploring, keep learning, and keep protecting the beautiful, fragile world around us. Thank you very much.